Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
Summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Say!
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
No, I don't care.
Headed my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
What?
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget live, not so freaking live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill. And it's good to be home. And I say that because I've been gone a couple days this week. And I'm leaving again. I'm leaving again in the morning. But it's a good trip I'm going on. I got them Bambinos going with me, the Familia, headed down to the Gulf freaking coast for a little fall break and a little vacating. But earlier this week, I was doing some traveling, making moves. If you saw my Instagram, I posted a picture of that old interstate and said I was headed west from Tennessee. A lot of y'all taking some guesses out there about what's going down in the low-budget traveling circus world, and I can just tell you, you're wrong. For the most part, you are wrong. There are big news, big changes coming on 10-12-20, October the 12th, Monday, October the 12th. There will be a big time announcement, And we're going to rock the boat a little bit. We're going to change things up a lot. And I'm very proud of that announcement that's coming. Had a lot of fun. I've been filming some videos the last couple days out west. That's a broad term. When you live in Tennessee, as Theo Vaughn says, the Central East. But when you live in Tennessee, a lot of stuff's west. So let your imaginations run wild with that, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, friends and neighbors. Big news. Big fun news. Had a lot of damn fun the last couple days. But good to be home. I'm still like right here, just sinus out of my head, man. As you can tell from this nasally drip I got going on. It's no bueno. No bueno. Man, just sinus headaches. And so I'm hoping that the beach and maybe a little alcohol and maybe a little red fishing will take care of that for me. I hope so. Hope all you low-lifers are doing well. If you are listening to this fine program and this is the first time you are here, you are now a low-lifer. We have some OG low-lifers. We have some fairly new low-lifers, but you're a low-lifer. That is what the listeners of this program refer to themselves as low-lifers. You are a low-lifer now. Welcome. We appreciate you being here. Some other folks that we appreciate before we jump right in is we appreciate the fine folks at StarTron and StarBright Solutions making fine cleaning products. Get your boat all shined up. Get your truck looking right. Use some this week for a video I had to shoot. I was too lazy to wash my truck, so I sprayed a little boat guard on there. Little elbow grease, cleaned it right on up on that truck wrap. StarTron, also kicking ethanol in the teeth. You got the StarBright side of things, cleaning everything. They're making some killer disinfectants to kick COVID in the teeth. Come on with it. But StarTron kicking ethanol in the teeth for many, many years and supporting Low Budget Live, Not So Live for a very, very long time now. We appreciate those guys. And just remember, nothing ruins a good day on the water like an outboard engine that won't run because of crappy ethanol. So kick it in the teeth with some StarTron. And last but not least today, the big news from last week, Low Budget Live is also brought to you by the fine folks at Sims Fishing Products, bringing you quality outdoor gear for many, 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 many years. They got everything from your pro dry rain suits to slick t-shirts like this right here, to hats, to beanies, to get you, you know, layered up, got you layering clothes on there. You know, I don't know officially what that's called, but man, they got some damn insulated underwear that'll run you out the house. They got it. They got it. Everything, outerwear, you name it, but Sims Fishing Products. And I am here to remind all of you lowlifers that you get one life. Fish it well. Love that saying. Thanks to those guys for bringing you Low Budget Live, Not So Live for Monday, October 5th. Here we go. Moving on. I am actually recording this on Friday. I ain't even going to play. We'll pull back the curtain. It's like day three of the Bassmaster Elite Series, so that's going on right now. But as I said, I'm going on vacation, man. I normally record on Sunday nights or Monday mornings for a Monday upload and leaving out in the morning. And I don't, you know, I love y'all. I love the podcast, but I want to get it done, get it knocked out, get it edited, get it uploaded, scheduled up for Monday. And then I'm just going to be free and easy, baby, in the sand, hanging out with the family. So recording this a little early, so I don't have the winner of the Bassmaster Elite on, and right now, looking at it, going to be interesting. It's a very tough event at Guntersville. No surprises there whatsoever. I've talked about that numerous times on here. These fall tournaments are always some of my favorites, and I'm so glad to see these guys carrying the season into the fall, because that's how the Bassmasters used to be. Used to be a lot more fall tournaments, and now with the Opens and the Elites, there's a lot of fall fishing going on. It's just there's just different patterns. And Guntersville's tough, man. It's kicking them guys right square in the teeth like that dang StarTron will kick that ethanol in the teeth. It's rough over there. And I fished over there my whole life in the fall, and I could have told you, you know, I could have called it. But at the same time, they're hitting it at this weird fall transition. We had a huge cold front, of course, when they got to town. But this tournament, Santee Cooper, and then back to Chickamauga, three in a row, are the three most interesting events on the schedule for me this year. And I think the points are going to flip-flop. But shout out to the guys that are kind of grinding it out. And I hate that term, but figuring it out over there as they go. And it's definitely one to watch. So it's been fun. I've got to check it out a little bit, check out Bass Life some, hang out to watch it like I normally get to, because I've been busy in the low budget life. But very cool to see. Not a lot of frogging going on. Everybody thinks Gunner's on the fall. Froggy, frog, frog. It's just not going down, man. It's not going down. And a little bit of punching, a little bit of buzz baiting, a little bit of chatter baiting, just a little bit of junk fishing, really. And Wes Logan, as of right now, the day's not over. I'm watching Bass Track, but Wes Logan, little Wes, is having himself a good day. And Kyle Welcher, both of those dudes, I fished against Wes on the FLW Tour, RIP FLW. And He's a great fisherman that hasn't even came into his stride yet. And it's cool to see him doing well. But Kyle Welcher, who's a rookie this year from Opelika, Alabama, caught a giant down there at the St. John's River. Man, I'm really impressed by that young man. And I can say that because he's a lot younger than me. He's in his mid-20s. But great fisherman, carries himself well on camera, and really just seems to get it. Seems to get it. So pretty cool seeing those guys. I got to watch live a little bit this morning. Check those guys out. Of course, you know, you got Canterbury in the mix, usual suspects. Seth Fighter, will he get his first win? By the time you hear that, you're gonna know who got the win. But it's an interesting derb, as the kids say. So, good event. All right. So, in other news, what? There was other news this week. There's other fishing news. Yeah. So many of you have reached out to me about this. So many messages. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on this, man. Can't wait. You know, this is news that it was expected, right? But still makes you go, really? Like that's your play? Like that's what you think is, you know, growing the sport? Okay. So for those of you that are under a rock in the bass fishing world, FLW was started way back when, actually in the 80s, as Operation Bass. Very cool organization. I actually, as a young man, fished some Operation Bass events before it switched over to FLW in the 90s. And Irwin Jacobs changed the name to FLW to represent Forrest L. Wood. And it was around the time that Irwin Jacobs really shook up the game and changed the payouts and changed a lot of bass fishermen's lives, a lot of pro fishermen. And FLW in the late 90s, early 2000s, was really king. You know, there were, you know, all the Van Dams of the world and the Denny Browers and all that are fishing Bassmaster and fishing that. And very interesting times. So back then, that was really when I was kind of coming up in my bass fishing fandom, you know. And, of course, the Redmans have always been a big deal. Now the BFLs, the Everstarts, which are, you know, have been the Costas and the American Fishing Series and the, you know, now they're the Toyota Series. But, you know, FLW is just this, and of course it's special to me. FLW is very special to me. Gave me a lot of opportunities in life at every level of it. And in recent years, from the co-angler side to the pro side. And I can say this about FLW. Some of the classiest people that I've ever had the fortune of knowing and calling friends and, you know, working alongside of in tournaments. And that goes for the anglers, and that goes for the people like Kathy Fennell. It goes for the people like Bill Taylor, Chris Jones, you know, guys like Ryan Lappin, who are no longer there. Guys like Daniel Fennell, who's running things now. But on down to the tournament staff, and there's far too many of them to name, media folks, great people in that organization. Great people. Class all the way. And not a lot of, I mean, you saw the ego with Irwin sometimes, you know, obviously a little bit, super wealthy individual. You would catch that, but you never caught that from these people that I'm talking about, in my opinion. And they were like family. It goes along with the last two podcasts about corporate and everything changing, and change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. But these people ran that business like a family. If you fished FLW, you were family. If you fished the BFLs, you were family. If you fished whatever level of FLW, you were family. And it always felt that way. Even though it's cutthroat and you're competing at that high level, big money, it always felt just like a club tournament, honestly. And those days are over, in my opinion, as far as the ego goes, And, you know, everybody knows my position on a lot of things going on. But I can tell you right now that some of this new ownership group, they ain't got a lick of that class. Trust me on that. We all know. I've dealt with that personally. They ain't got, you know, enough of it right there in the damn pinky finger to you know, even hold a candle to some of these folks from FLW. So the big news is a rebranding, and this has been very exciting. They've been building up to this announcement, and they're calling FLW now. It's gone. FLW's gone forever. Of course, the tournaments stay the same, which to a lot of Facebook commenters, because I read some of the comments, they were very confused, thinking, oh, my God, are the BFLs gone? Are the Toyotas gone? What are you telling me? Because it was a very it's just all confusing. That is what has been the damn word since all of this big change came in our industry a couple years ago, is confusion, because there's no set anything. Everything changes by the week. We're going to do this now, but we're going to do this. This is bad. Oh, but now it's good. It's all confusing. It's confusing for the fans. It's confusing for the damn. I don't even know how the guys fishing it keep up. Are we paying entry fees? Are we not? What are we doing? Do we like five? Hey, Boyd, are we allowed to like five fish tournaments again now that you guys own those? Oh, okay. But we're gonna use that format in the championship that after you guys take away the Forestwood Cup, but we're gonna call it the title event, and we're gonna use that title, that format, but then we're gonna fish five fish the rest of the time. Yeah, I don't see where that's confusing at all for anybody. But we're paying entry fee, and you want us to fish the league that qualifies to fish this? It's just all scattered. So I think for me, other than the fact that the logo is truly, no offense, if you listen to this show and you are the graphic designer at FLW and you're somebody that I know, I apologize, but you should be fired over that logo. It doesn't have a fish. It doesn't have anything about fishing. It says big with the number five. Like, did you sit around a conference room table and go, hell, I got it. Here, give me a piece of paper. You know what? I'll just use Microsoft Paint and come up with this logo. Because as a standalone logo, it doesn't, for somebody outside of this, how in the hell, it looks like a chewing gum freaking logo. Big red. Or you go to the collegiate level of sports, obviously the Big Ten, and I know that's probably what they're going for, but of course, Big Five, which you fought against five fish tournaments, then you bought an organization because you needed a feeder system. So now five fish tournaments are okay. So now you're calling all of it the Big Five. It's just, to me, you know, a year from now, we won't even talk about it anymore, because that's what it'll be. FLW will be a goner. You know, the names of FLW will be gone. But these guys think this is going to be bigger than Bassmaster. They want to put Bassmaster under. They say this in meetings. Like, they think this is going to be bigger. And to me, if you can't even come up with a damn logo, how's it going to be bigger than the biggest tournament trail that started it all, that has the Bassmasters Classic, okay? And maybe Red Crest has a million people at it this year, because that's not possible. But, you know, hey, they say millions watch their live stream. Millions of hardcore bass fishing fans watch their live stream. I don't think there's a million hardcore bass tournament fans in the country. You know, when ESPN posted those numbers up for bass, for those ESPN2 ratings, you know, these are people that, you know, if that does go into the millions, if those numbers are correct, like, that's hitting households that aren't bass fishing. So you can't say hardcore millions, hitting millions. That's in a sponsor deck that I've seen, and I'm just like, man, you guys do, to quote Jim Jones Bass Fishing, you do drink the damn Kool-Aid and this stuff. And I know you gotta believe in what you're doing, but there are less of them believing in it all the time. Trust me. Trust me on that. You're seeing that in the opens right now. It's gonna be even more. And, you know, and the next big change you're gonna have is these guys that are trying to be loyal to FLW that think they're gonna get to that next level. They're not gonna take 10 guys at the end of next year into this. Them cats are not going back to fish FLW. They're just not. There'll be about five of them that get to go up. and see what it's all about. So you got 150 due, or however many, because I don't know how many. I'm figuring there's going to be 30 or so BPT guys fishing the pro circuit next year, and hell, half of them will be in the top 10, top 15 in the points at the end of the year, however they're going to do that. But you've got these guys that have invested their time, energy, effort, you know, families, money, sponsor money, whatever, into FLW thinking, you know, that did stick with it, thinking, oh, man, I'm going to get to go to the BPT, no entry fees. Well, now those cats are paying $40,000, even though there's a check at every event for them. But, you know, they were going to give them guaranteed cups next year. Those TV show deals, everybody gets to do it. Well, now they're not. It's like 25 anglers or 24 anglers after each, you know, two events get to go to that. It used to be 30. So, but they're going to give them 7 BPT events. And I think, like I've said, to blame that on COVID is just crazy. It's not working, man. It's not working. There's a reason these guys are, some more of these guys are trying to leave. And there's a reason that BPT wants those guys to pay their BPT deposits by October 15th and sign a contract, because they see these guys fishing the opens and know they're trying to leave. And they're hoping, well, if those guys don't make it, then they're just stuck in bass fishing purgatory. And I just think it's real. It's a real desperation grab to try to make those guys, you know, you've gone from not paying entry fees, now you have to pay entry fees. And you're wanting that money earlier than ever before. So I don't know, man. I just, again, bring on the comments of you're such a hater of all this. They're good people. Okay. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying this is my opinion. I think of all things considered going on, like this Big Five announcement was just kind of like a sleight of hand, just dumb. Like, it just don't even matter, really. Like that, I guess that's what I say, all of that to say, ultimately, like this Big Five thing just doesn't matter. It is very sad because the FLW brand is going away. It is very sad. And just like David Dudley said on this very podcast, you know, there will be fishermen in the future that don't even know what FLW was. And that's a very sad thing, because for a long time, like I said, it was right there neck and neck with Bassmaster. I felt when I was on the FLW tour, and most of those guys did too, that the elites and FLW tour, those were the two top levels of the sport. Then you added BPT and it became this mix up, you know. And I know those guys over there think that, or preach or say, oh, we're going to make the FLW Pro Circuit is going to be just as big as the Elite Series. No, it's not. It's not. I'm sorry. I've got a ton of friends that fish it. It is not going to be the Elite Series because it is AAA now. In the freaking organizational chart, it's AAA. The Toyota numbers are down because there's 17 divisions, but it's a AA trail now, trying to qualify you for a AAA trail to hope that maybe some of those dudes get tired of fishing and retire and some spots open up and you might get to go to the BPT. It's just the career path, if you want to be a pro fisherman through that way, is very muddy, in my opinion. It is very clear at Bass. It is. And now you've got another option with MPFL, obviously, coming out next year. So if you want to fish that, pay an entry fee, pay a high-level entry fee, fish for big money, fish multi-day tournaments, you got another option now. So, man, I don't know. I just, anymore, like, nothing surprises me at all. But I think that it's just not good. And I think that if anybody looks at you and says it's going well, and if anybody looks at you and says the sponsors are all elated and happy, like, that's not the case, man. It's not the case. Not all of them. Not all of them. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. So there are some that are without a doubt happy, I'm sure, that don't see through the bullshit that they get fed. We got dancing girls. Look at us. Look at this. We got everybody gets $1 million and everything is, you know, plated in gold over here. No, that's not the case. It's not the case. So there are just realities to it. Obviously, every time I speak up about it, people get very pissy about that. But frankly, I don't care. You know, I had some interesting conversations this week with some guys, and even that were loyal been very loyal, and they've been burned, man. They've been burned. And I just think that you're just going to see more shifting going on. And I don't care what Marty Stone says. Well, these guys on the water don't like the format, so they're scared. Well, buddy, I don't really think they're probably tired of people like snagging bass and the narrative changing every 5 minutes. And like all the dreams coming, not coming true that were claimed that they were going to come true, you know? And look, I ain't saying bass has got it figured out either, or MPFL. Professional fishing is hard. The business of professional fishing is not easy. It could all freaking crumble. I've done 50 podcasts about the same damn thing. The YouTube world has changed things. Social media world has changed things. You know, you look at like the Googans, to bring that back up. You look at guys out there, the Ben Millikins of the world, the freaking kicking their bass, Noah Pescatel. You look at these guys and these followings they have, and there's many, 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 many more. Fluke Master, and you see what guys like Brian Latimer have done, and Scott Martin outside of the tournament world. There are people that don't care about tournaments that just love bass fishing. So I think sometimes in this bass, you know, pro bass world, we get really caught up in the fact that we think we're the only game in town, and it's just not the case. It's just not the case. But one thing I do know is just because you say you're the best doesn't mean you're the best. And normally the person that squawks the loudest about everything they got going on or how great they are or how great the numbers are is just really overcompensating, in my opinion. And it is all like a smoke and mirrors thing where you can hopefully get yourself more sponsors, you know. That's a big deal, getting them sponsors. So you got to you gotta get them numbers out there. And look, if Sonic or you know, Chick-fil-A or whoever wants to buy into that stuff, that's fine. But I think, you know, from what I'm hearing from guys that fish this, a lot of the fishing industry, which I do believe those guys over there thought would not matter in a couple years, or hoped that it wouldn't matter, that they would never have to beg an industry sponsor again for a dime because the streets were paved with gold and bubbles and butterflies and diamonds and everything else. And I think that they're finding out otherwise, because I think in general the fishing industry, and I've heard this from companies that sell tackle, I've heard this from companies that manufacture tackle, and that is, they don't move the needle when it comes to an event like an Elite Series or an FLW and the Five Fish stuff. You know, I've heard people say that at big businesses, like, look, man, an Elite Series or an FLW event ends and people see those top 10 articles on those baits and things, and like, we sell out of that stuff. Now I have no doubt. Look, Justin Lucas winning up there at Sturgeon Bay, catching a million. They sold some damn flatworms because of that. You know, Berkeley did. I know that. But I'm saying as a whole, I don't think they move the needle as much as they think they do. Will they? We'll see. But I just think in general, this Big Five thing was just kind of like, I don't know. Hang on. Got to change the camera. Hang on. Get this high-tech redneck up in here. Yeah, I don't, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Still a lot of great people working within that organization that have been absorbed into this. A lot of great people. And I just hate to see that FLW name gone. So I think that's my over, I've been rambling, but my over all, you know, overwhelming theme is just, it just really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just another thing. It's like Thunderbolt Ball or, you know, whatever. It's just, yeah, I mean, okay, cool. You know, there were more people at the FLW event in La Crosse in the crowd probably than there were at the Red Crest in La Crosse the last time they had Red Crest. You know, they're trying some different things for Red Crest and Tulsa. And, you know, I hope it works out. I've got a lot of friends over there that are sticking with it. They're still going to fish, and I do. I wish no ill will on it. But as we know, I like to have opinions. And I think if everybody just feeds you the the fact that everything's okay all the time. It's just not the case, man, in my opinion. You know, and this time last year, good God Almighty, I did a podcast, you know, about it, and it was like all hands on deck. You know, they wanted my head on a damn platter. I can't handle hearing anything negative, you know, at all. In the least, you know. So I guess that's what I'm here for. I don't know. But a lot of you reached out. So there it is. That's my overall take on all of it, if that makes sense. I think ultimately it's a shit show. I think that time will tell with all of it. I just think that, you know, and the overwhelming takeaway was somebody took like Times New Roman font and wrote the word big and put a number 5 to the side. And they did not take a lot of time with that. And I mean, I feel like maybe they shouldn't have to pay entry fees because they shouldn't be paying a graphic person to come up with that. So that's my overwhelming takeaway. So you can see how truly bothered I am by that. My overwhelming takeaway of the Big 5 is just the logo's dumb and FLW's gone. That's the overall takeaway. And it's the same old crap. They're just paying entry fees now. You know, it's the same thing. BPT is going to be the same format. They're going to pay entry fees. Same thing's going to happen. Same guys are going to catch them. You know, they're going to change some things up, but it's just the same thing it's been. And we're going into year 3, you know, and originally it was a 3-year deal. Now they're asking them to sign more contracts for next year and different things. And I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. But $40,000 in entry fees is a lot of damn money. Even if everybody gets a check, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money when you didn't think you'd have to pay entry fees. So we shall see. It's all kind of the same. I had somebody comment on the podcast like, why do people hate on MLF and BPT? Because it's just, you know, the same guys catching bass. And I think it's that touting that you are better than what's been there. You know, it's not respecting your elders to a certain extent. And it's and the forefathers and the people that laid the groundwork for professional fishing. And you're like, you know what? All this is stupid. So we're just going to start something new and tell you that all that is bad. And then you backpedal on that. And, you know, ultimately it's just been a bad deal for a lot of folks, I think. And I think that they do have a lot of fans. Do you have a lot of people that defend it within the organization and outside of it? And I say this, if you like what's going on there, good, good. I've said forever, the best thing they had going was the no entry fee thing. I watch it when I get an opportunity. You know, during COVID, I got to watch a good many of the events. You know, you follow, I got to watch Lake Fork a little bit, Snagmaster Classic, but I got to watch Lake Fork, watch those guys smash them there. Sturgeon Bay was one I watched a lot, my man Justin Lucas, and you know, I say more bass fishing to watch is never a bad thing. I just think from an organizational standpoint that there's just a lot going on, so there you go. There's my take for what it's worth. It's not worth like this busted pen that doesn't write. But you know what? I don't say it because I think I'm smart. I say it all the time. I say it to get it off my chest. These are just random. Like I'm typing notes in my phone sitting in a hotel about it. You know, what I think, you know, when I have a thought and I kind of write them out and then I throw them out to you guys right here on LBL. And I want to say I appreciate, even if you disagree with me to whatever extent, hate my guts, whatever, I appreciate you listening. I do. The overwhelming thing in this country right now is we are very polarized. And if somebody disagrees with you, it means they're a piece of garbage or whatever. And I'm just not that way. If you love Donald Trump, if you love Joe Biden, if you love this or you love that, I don't care. You know, we can all have, I say this all the time on here, and I feel like it has to be said because people get mad. Like, they get so mad that somebody's opinion just differs from theirs a little bit, you know. I don't wish any ill will on anybody. This very podcast has cost me some relationships with people. I can tell you, you know, they just can't handle it, and that's fine. That's fine. You know that a relationship is not that strong or somebody is very feeble-minded if you saying something that provokes a thought sends them into a tailspin. Like anybody that's like a hater of mine that I've read the comments, well, you couldn't catch fish, so you got to talk. Like, you're feeble-minded, man. Like, if that's your go-to against me, like, dude, that stuff doesn't bother me at all. Like, you're wasting your time commenting. You watch something I produce to say that kind of stuff. And the same goes for anybody I know. You know, if you don't like what I've got to say, like, doesn't mean I'm a bad guy, you know. But you have to make that decision. So for those of you that show up every single week, man, I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this ride is just getting started. I can tell you, we've got some fun things to announce in the next couple of weeks. October 12th is a huge one. Got some boats and pros coming back very soon. I promise, fixing to start filming two of those very soon. Getting that knocked out with my boy Tana. And lots of things to announce. Still, a couple of deals that aren't finished, but we are fixing to do some different things with this channel and with the podcast in general. Like I said, hopefully adding the Thursday show very soon with some cool guests, and I'm working on that now. And, you know, nothing but green grass and blue skies ahead, right? ain't that the way it's supposed to be? We'll see. This has damn sure been a crazy year. And I hope all y'all are doing well out there, sincerely. Make sure this is the podcast for October 5th, like I said, and it really hit me when I wrote that out on my, and yes, I do. I write that on the top of every page. What date, you know, the podcast will air. And October hit me really hard yesterday. You know, I lost mom October 20th of last year. So 15 days away from that. It's really hard to believe that it's been a year since we've seen her. And October is also, ironically so, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I'm seeing a lot of that on signs, and much respect to the people that promote that. All cancer is bad cancer, and I know breast cancer tends to get a lot more publicity than any other type of cancer, but I think it's because it does. It affects so many freaking families. So, you know, this month's going to be a hard one. It's going to be a hard one. That's why I'm really looking forward to some family time this week and just kind of recenter some things. I know the next couple of weeks are going to be very, very hard. You know, I don't mind saying that. They're going to be hard. And we sure miss her. And just like each and every one of you out there that have lost family members to that terrible disease, I know you miss them dearly. And I've seen y'all's comments, and it damn sure helped me get through things last year. And, you know, just be thinking about us for sure. The family's gonna be an interesting month. Of course, then you roll right into the holidays and things. So this time of year is definitely one that you don't want to feel alone in, you know. So appreciate y'all very much, always commenting and hanging with us here. A lot of speculation on a couple of the announcements and the comments on Instagram and Facebook. It's been a lot of fun going back and forth with y'all on that. And I apologize if I don't get back with you. It's just because I truly have a lot of messages and I'm way behind. And I try to answer each and every message I get. I do my damnedest and comments too. But just want to say thank y'all. Y'all know that's how I like to end it, with a big thanks. But make sure you hug your mama. Make sure you hug your daddy. Also, them daddies are important too. I know some of y'all are fortunate like me to still have your daddy around, but some of y'all have lost them as well. I see the comments, and just make sure you spend as much time with your family as you can. Hope y'all all have a great week. I'm going to take y'all out with a little bit of Biloxi Blues, song written and performed by me, of course, my narcissistic self, right? Make sure you're subscribed to the Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus YouTube. If you like what we're doing, drop a comment right here. And I'm going to take you out with this old Biloxi Blues right here, if I can get this phone to work. And I hope all of y'all have a great week. And I'm going to see you post-vacation. See y'all next week. Spanish Moss, a Civil War ghost.
well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
I'm Will Cooper, host of HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from HuntStand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.
One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.